Matthew verse 6, 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
All Saints Day and the beginning of the stewardship campaign seem like totally two different things, don't they? But I don't think they are, really. I want you for a minute to recall the person most influential in your faith walk. Picture that person in your mind. It might be one of your parents or both. It might be a grandparent. It might be a pastor or a teacher or a youth leader. That may have transpired mostly in a church. It may have transpired in a camp setting or an overnight retreat. But I want you to recall in your mind that person. Recall in detail. Recall how your faith was strengthened. Recall their relationship to the church. Was it Vacation Bible School or camp or Sunday school? The church probably was the vehicle for their faith walk and yours. The church, home of saint and sinner, often in the same person. The church is where the making of saints happens. Earlier, we talked about who are the saints. Who are the saints? You are the saints. You and me. The health of the church is vital to the upbuilding of the saints. And like it or not, a certain amount of money is necessary to ensure the church's continued vitality. We, if I may brag just a moment, we are a vital bunch. There is so much going on around here. If you come here during every day in the week, there's some group meeting, there's something happening. Just finished the pumpkin patch. 2 weeks we're going to open for the first time our 10,000 Villages Chalice Abbey store to the community. It is an exciting time to be a part of First Christian Conroe. I was supposed to present the budget today. Tommy's not here. He is our financial oversight chair. So I don't have to. You won't tell him, will you? Jane, you're not going to tell him, are you? No, what we're going to do for the numbers, we're not going to go through all the numbers. If you would like to, Bill has these. He's going to have them on a deal that'll show. And just for a couple of minutes, if you want to stay after the benediction, Bill will show the numbers and how they work. But just so that you know, we are in good shape. We spend every last nickel that we get in. And we spend it on doing ministries that are known throughout Conroe as being life-saving ministries. Well, there will be a letter come out to you this next week, and it'll have all the details in it that I didn't give you today. Next Sunday, just to warn you again, there will be a stewardship moment in the church. And then the 19th, we're going to have a celebration Sunday. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving and all of our commitments that we will make on that day with a big lunch. But it is important. It is important to think about how our commitments work in the church. And the underlying theology about those commitments. That brings us to today's passage. It's a passage about treasure. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth." Mary Louise and I, we've taken that passage to heart. You know, I've told you many times how God convinced me I needed to stay poor by making me rich for a 6-month period and then taking it all away from me in the form of an oil boom and then bust. Yeah, I was an oil man back in the mid 80s for 2 weeks starting on a Tuesday. But does that mean don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth, that we shouldn't provide a good material life for our family? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Because the last verse will explain that. But we must take precautions so that our possessions don't possess us. When is enough enough? I don't really know. But I do know when too much is too much. Certain unnamed prominent minister in our area lives in a 17,000 square foot house. 17,000 square feet in a little subdivision, River Oaks, and has about 5,000 feet of that is a garage, a whole bunch of cars, but the one that he chooses to drive the most is a $1.1 million Ferrari. Each tire on that Ferrari costs more than my Kia. I don't know what is enough, but I know what is too much. The passage goes on to say, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Now, some people take that as they look at their theological stance as a big T account in the sky. Who knows what a T account is? Okay, Raoul does, but, and he's not quite as old as I am, but back in the old days of accounting was done in T accounts. You had your debits and your credits. And so, if you get a debit, that's bad, bad, bad. So you got to get at least 2 credits to cancel out the debit. So your T account in the sky, you keep score. God, I'm sorry about last week, but I'll make it up double this week. No, that's not what it means at all. I don't believe that's what it means. It means for me to store up the sort of treasure that is eternal in nature. And what sort of treasure is that? First of all, the treasure of relationships. Relationships are eternal. Jess Laird, an author of another decade, wrote that each person should have at least 5 people whose faces light up when they enter the room. Have you got 5 friends like that who are always glad to see you no matter what, who will lift you up when you were down, who will take you down a peg when you're a little bit too high? Relationships, the treasure of relationships. Jane, Trish, don't make me come out there. We've got such dear friendships in this church. Those sort of relationships are eternal in their nature. Does that mean that we will have to be fast friends forever? No, what it means is that the eternal is in the now. There is an eternal nature to our relationships right here and right now. Make sure your relationships are in good repair, because that is one of the treasures that we store up for eternity. Another treasure that we store up is the treasure of service and giving. Everyone I talk to in our giving ministries, when they tell the truth, they always say that it means more to them than it does for those for whom they are providing a service. Being a servant, if we're not careful, becomes selfish, doesn't it? Because it is such a joy to provide for another. The treasure of service and giving. And then the treasure of knowledge. Knowledge is of an eternal nature, is it not? Knowledge that can help make life better for everyone. One of these kids that was scampering around here, one of these days, one of those kids will come across a piece of knowledge that will make a difference in the future of the world. So we better nurture them now and let them know love and acceptance and affirmation, because their knowledge is going to be important. For where your treasure is, the passage continues, there will your heart be also. If your prime motivation in life, is the accumulation of things, your heart will be consumed in the accumulation. If your prime motivations in life are the building of relationships, the service of others, and learning how to help bring about God's kingdom. Because where is God's kingdom supposed to come? Remember the prayer. Thy kingdom come where? On earth as it is in heaven. If your prime motivations are the building of those relationships, the service to others, and learning how to build God's kingdom here, then the very eternal nature of life will be the treasure that you hold most dear. And thus ends a stewardship sermon. Amen.